Russian separatists are breaking a ceasefire with Ukraine. Will Saudi Arabia's new king change anything for Christians? And is money a good thing or a bad thing when it comes to missions? Details coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Over the weekend, conflict intensified between Ukraine and pro-Russian rebels. It's the most violent violation of September ceasefire. Joel Griffith of Slava Gospel Association.
Reports had come in that there had been rocket fire hitting the city, and one of the allegations coming from the Ukrainian side was that some residential areas had been hit.
Russian-backed rebels reportedly initiated the conflict, killing about 30 people. According to some sources,
they're calling it all-out war back in eastern Ukraine. Western governments, including the United States, are starting to threaten tighter Western sanctions on Moscow.
Regardless of what happens, SGA is devoted to the victims of the violence in Ukraine, namely refugees.
When you have your life turned upside down like that, people are looking for reasons and answers, and you know, that's what the church is there hoping to try to give them, that there is hope and peace in Christ.
Next, Greece's debt nearly drove it into bankruptcy. It agreed to an austerity loan plan to survive, and that deal expires next month. On Monday, an anti-austerity prime minister was sworn into office. AMG International's Tassos Ioannidis says now there's lots of uncertainty about the future.
The change in government also affects all ministries in Greece, including AMG. We don't know in terms of taxation what regulations will be, and also the new prime minister of Greece from this party is the first basically atheist to come to power.
Ioannidis says Greece is desperate for relief and hope.
At the same time we are dealing with a crisis, it's also a great opportunity to share the love of the gospel in word and deed, and in fact we have seen a lot of people respond in the last 5 years.
AMG's ministries have been meeting spiritual and physical needs, but it's been a rough five-year haul, and they're exhausted. Will you hold them up in prayer? Specifics at our website. This is Mission Network News. It's a big day in Saudi Arabia. U.S. President Barack Obama's meeting today with Saudi Arabia's new ruler, King Salman, to discuss Yemen and the Islamic State. Amid the Middle East's constant turmoil, Saudi Arabia is a stabilizing factor. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton.
Saudi Arabia is one of the key players in the Middle East. It's one of the key U.S. allies. So this new relationship is a very important one.
But no matter what's discussed today at the political level, nothing's expected to change for Christians.
Saudi Arabia is one of the most repressive countries in the world when it comes to Christians. The Saudi Constitution honestly doesn't recognize even the possibility that a Saudi citizen could be anything other than a Sunni Muslim.
Get the full story at missionnews.org.
That understanding of what they're up against should help us to pray effectively and fervently for them.
Next, Vision Beyond Borders contacts in a country we can't name for security reasons are in danger of losing one of their central distribution centers. It's actually a renovated home being sold. Without support, they'll fail to deliver supplies to over 113 pastors. This distribution center works to meet the needs in their country. Support VBB through a link at missionnews.org. And there's a quiet debate going on that's asking the question, where is the place of Western missionaries in today's expensive world? EFCA Reach Global reports money's ruined more ministries than anything else. Western funding can foster dependence rather than independence. Missions wins when there's real relationship between national missionaries and their sponsoring churches. Should you give or go, or is your call to be an advocate in your local church? Visit our website for more details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Make God's Word a priority in 2015. With your gift, I'll send you The Story, God's Word written in 31 easy-to-read novel-like chapters covering Genesis to Revelation. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on The Story link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.